Restorians part two. All right, we're going to change a little bit where this is going. Acts 1:6. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying to Jesus, Lord, they were on the Mount of Olives, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? They knew he was the king of the Jews. They knew he was the Pesach, the Passover lamb. They knew he had raised himself from the dead, that he was the Son of God, the Rabbi of rabbis, the King of kings and Lord of lords. And Jesus said unto them, his disciples, it is not for you to know the times or seasons, which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses to me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. All right. Jesus said, and I'm wondering even now when I read this, the times and seasons, if this is the same reference that was in Daniel where the Antichrist changes the times and laws or Moedim seasons. This is interesting. So anyway, whom? Then Acts 3:21 also talks. So God is going to restore again the kingdom to Israel. He is going to restore. He's going to be a king in Israel. Acts 3:21, whom the heaven must receive until the restitution of all things which God has spoken of by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Let's look at reconstitution or restitution, apokostasis, all right? That's what it means, that word, the restitution or temura. It's a recompense or restitution, a barter or compensation. Something has been exchanged. Jesus exchanged his life for ours. And according to Colossians here, it says in Colossians 1:16, it's talking about Jesus. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. All right. Let's look at verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness. Come, let us walk in the light, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, Jesus Yeshua, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. In other words, he's reconciling all things back to him through his blood, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Okay, it said Jacob was the firstborn, that he became a nation, and Jesus is the firstborn from the foundations of every creature. Israel is my firstborn, but Israel's the firstborn through Yeshua, for by him all things were created that were in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. All right, this is the works established from the foundations of the earth. This is the foundation of the earth, and he is the head of the body, the church. This is the capstone. He's the capstone with cries of grace, grace, as it says in Zechariah, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, the stake, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in the earth or things in the heaven. Okay, and this reconciliation is the part of the restitution, the restoration of all things. He exchanged it. Let's look at a little more detail about this passage that I started with about the messenger will come forth, Malachi 3:1. The messenger, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek suddenly shall come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. He shall come, says the Lord. All right, in Matthew 17:10, and his Matthew 17:10. His disciples ask him, saying, why then say the scribes that Elisha makes come first? And Jesus answered and said to him, Elisha truly shall come first and restore all things. He will make the paths. He will restore the ancient paths of the foundations of the earth that were settled before. But I say to you that Elisha is come already, and you knew him not, but have done to him whatsoever they liked. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. And the disciples understood that he spoke to him of John the Baptist, that he was the ministry of Elisha, restoring all things back to him. Now, what did I say? That he was going to reconcile all things? In Colossians, it says, verse 20, Colossians 1:19, for please the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his Christ, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, unto Jesus, to the Father. By him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in the heaven. He reconciled all things back to him by through his blood. Let's look at Leviticus 6:30. And no sin offering whereof any of the blood is brought into the tabernacle of the congregation to reconcile within that holy place shall be eaten and shall be burnt in the fire. And Ephesians 2:2, that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes were far off were made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who has made both one and broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh even the law and commandments contained in ordinance, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. All right. He did this. He tore it by his blood. We become joined to him because the life is in the blood. He exchanged our death and gave us life by taking our place in sin on the cross. And if we receive him, we are reconciled to him. We become back with him as one, as children of God, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereof. Your flesh, your carnal thinking is the enemy of God, but he's going to reconcile that by his blood as we honor him and seek him. And he came and preached to you which were afar off, and to them where they were nigh. Okay, that's just for everyone. But through him we have both access by one Spirit to the Father. Now you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God. And you are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows into a holy temple of the Lord, in whom also you are built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Know you not that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? Know you not? Ye are the temple. Okay? Ye are the temple of the Holy. Anyway, we are the building program, the eternal building program. All right, let's look at a couple of scriptures from Leviticus 8:5 on reconciliation with the blood. And Leviticus 8:5, and he slew it, and Moses took the blood and put it upon the horns of the altar, round about his finger, and purified the altar, and poured the blood at the bottom of the altar, and sanctified it to make reconciliation upon it. Now, so this just talks about, I'm illustrating that this is theme of the blood reconciling is all through the scriptures, and it is part of the foundations, the lamb slain from the foundations of the earth, as it says in Revelation. 2 Chronicles 29:24 says, and the priests killed them, and they made, this is the Passover lambs, and they made reconciliation with their blood upon the altar to make atonement for all of Israel. Now this, for the king commanded that the burnt offerings and the sin offerings should be made for all of Israel. All right? Now, Hebrews 2:14, for as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he himself, Jesus also, who was God, took part of the same. He became flesh and blood, that through death, because he was the perfect, acceptable, sinless sacrifice, we're all sinners, we can't, all we can offer him is our heart and the gift, receive the gift, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Why? Because he gives us eternal life if we receive him. For verily he took not on the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be the merciful and faithful high priest, the Kohen HaGadol, in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor, to console them that are tempted. So he is our merciful high priest. If we receive him, he ever lives to make intercession for us, and we become children of light, children of God. Let's look at the scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:6. Okay, wherefore, henceforth, we don't know anyone after the flesh, yes, though we have known Christ after the flesh. Yet now, henceforth, we know him no more. Therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. Why? Because God changes your DNA. Your old sinful Adamic DNA with the curse of sin and death on it. When you receive the gift of God's life, his blood, your DNA changes. It goes the other way. It rotates your chromosomes. And they became filled with life. If you're in Christ, you become a new creature. You have the second Adam. You are the seed of Adam. You are children of God. You are a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us his ministry of reconciliation. So we're to preach this to you. We're to tell you about this. You can have eternal life. You don't have to sin and die forever. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing your trespasses and sin to you, and has committed unto us this word of reconciliation. Now, then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. For he has made him to be the sin. On the cross, he took our sins. Who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Restorers of righteousness. This is it. And he is the way. And if you haven't received him, you need to today. Don't harden your hearts, as they did in the rebellion, but enter into that rest of the gospel. The good news that Jesus Christ died for you, and you have eternal life if you believe in him